Υπάρχει ένα άγχος.
There is a village in the hinterland of Rethymno that is also known as the village of the Pithariids. The art of pottery is kept alive at the Asamenia Ceramics workshop. With us is Mr. Menelas Drasakis, who will introduce us to the art of pottery. Mr. Drasakis, first of all, thank you for being with us.
Hello from me as well. Thank you very much for the invitation. And I'm here to answer any questions you might have.
Let's start with Margarites, this beautiful village. Explain to us why it's called the village of the Pithariids.
Margarites village has a long-standing tradition in pottery. The reason is that the area has the right kind of clay. In the past, people made ceramic items mainly for everyday use. And then we developed it further thanks to tourism, creating more modern pieces. And that's mainly what our village is known for. It's pottery.
And when someone visits, they'll find workshops still running today and can even create something themselves. So what can a first-time visitor expect when they come to you?
Visitors can see how we make the ceramics, how we paint and decorate them, how we fire them in our kilns. They can see the whole process, how it was done in the old days under much tougher conditions, without electricity. They can see all the work we do daily. They can also view the ceramics we've created, and purchase them if they like. And if they want, they can make their own ceramic piece with our help, so they have a beautiful memory from our village.
Do people give it a try? Do they feel tempted to make something themselves after seeing how it's done?
Yes, many tourists want to make something of their own. To create something they have in mind, to use in their daily life. So they know that what they've made is uniquely theirs, and they enjoy seeing it.
They want to take something home from Crete that they've made with their own hands.
Yes, a lot of people want that, beyond the ceramics we make. They want to make something personal, just for themselves.
And it's fairly easy to do, with your guidance and that of your colleagues. Even a child could create something, depending on what materials they have in hand.
Yes, anyone can make something. We're not talking about creating a work of art, just simple things. Of course, making something on the wheel takes a bit more skill. But a simple item, like a cup or bowl, with our help, anyone can manage. Anyone can do it.
And describe the village to me. It's very beautiful, in the Rethymno hinterland, close to livelier spots with many activities for Crete's visitors. But it also has a quaint charm. You walk through alleyways, see workshops left and right with lots of color. I think color is what really defines Margarites.
Absolutely, if you take a walk, you'll see ceramics in all sorts of colors. And that impresses every visitor.
And what about the profile of the people who come? Do you see a certain type, or are today's travelers generally looking for something unique in the places they visit?
There isn't a specific type of person that comes. People come from all over the world, all ages. There's no single profile. Everyone wants to stroll around. The younger ones want to create. People want to buy, eat, learn about the history, take walks in nature and through the village's neighborhoods.
It's an activity you can also do with your children.
Yes, of course. Our village is small and beautiful. You can walk through it regardless of age. What matters is wanting to explore and see things.
And for people like you, from Margarites, what's the importance of preserving this tradition? It's a centuries-old tradition, it's not something that started just recently.
Yes, absolutely. It's very important to us to preserve the craft of our ancestors. Of course, we try to develop it further, with new ideas, new colors, new types of clay. But always with respect for the pottery tradition of our village.
And why should someone visit Marguerite's instead of going somewhere else that might offer something different?
Well, our village is known mostly for its ceramics, as we've said. But it's also a very beautiful, picturesque village. You can enjoy walking through it. There's also a monastery in the village, called Sotiris Christos. It's in a lovely setting, with beautiful views. There's also a gorge in the village, where you can take a walk and enjoy nature. And there are some really nice tavernas in the village serving traditional food. So there are lots of options when someone visits Marguerite's.
And it's also close to ancient Eleuthera, which is one of the most important museums of recent years. How can someone combine their visit to your area?
Ancient Eleuthera is definitely very close to us and it's worth visiting. The museum, the archaeological site. Also, the historic Arkady Monastery is very close by. We all know the great history of that place. And Melodini is nearby too, with its impressive and beautiful cave, worth visiting as part of the trip.
Has there been a story from a visitor that stayed with you? Maybe someone who was especially passionate about the experience? Or a comment that really moved you?
What always amazes people, and it amazed me too since I was a child, is the large Pitharia jars, made by my grandfather, Nikos Kavgalakis. Huge Pitharia, very beautiful, very difficult to make, the technique, the firing, and everyone who visits our workshop asks, how did he manage to make these? Everyone is impressed by my grandfather's Pitharia.
And do you still make them, or has that craft faded away?
We still make them now, but I mostly create smaller items myself. We also have smaller kilns now. It's mostly because people prefer small ceramics they can take with them on the plane. They're easier to transport. We still make a few larger pieces, but not in the large quantities of the past.
Well, Mr. Drousakis, thank you so much for sharing all this with us. We hope this craft continues to thrive and keeps your village as special as it is.
Thank you very much as well for giving me the chance to speak a little about our village, Marguerite's. Thank you very much.